This week, we've been reporting on the sharing economy. That's a term describing the couch surfing, car sharing, and community garden growing world where so many people are pooling their talents and tools. So no surprise, these new entrepreneurs want a different kind of office space. NPR's Elise Hugh has this story of how the sharing economy is changing the way we work.
Kelly, can I just run a tap today?
Yeah.
When you walk into Galvanize, a co-working space and hub for tech companies in Denver, the first thing you'll see is a well-stocked bar. The second is a coffee shop.
This coffee fires entrepreneurship, if you will.
That's Chris Onan. He's one of the three guys who co-founded Galvanize last year. Today, about 140 tech companies share this 30,000 square foot space converted from an old currency printing building. It's all high ceilings, exposed brick, and seemingly endless skylights.
So this area is open to the public. Anybody can come in and get a great cup of coffee, an awesome bagel, or a beer in the afternoon.
Past the coffee bar, you'll find the real nerve center of Galvanize, an open floor for freelancers to work or come and go as they please. It costs them a few $100s a month for membership to share the workspace here.
That's why the kind of sharing trend is interesting, right? You just don't know who you're going to run into on any given day.
On the day of this visit, the founder of MapQuest is cooking up something new in one of the glass-enclosed studio spaces that line the main co-working floor. Growing startups that want semi-private offices for their teams rent the glass suites.
We've actually been in this space since it opened.
Samantha Holloway heads Go Spot Check, one of the companies that sought out a suite here because Galvanize lets companies scale their spaces up or down depending on their needs. And it doesn't do long-term leases.
I'm not going to go rent an office for 5 years. Who knows where I'm going to be in 5 years?
What happened when the sharing or peer economy took off was more people shunned traditional offices and started their own enterprises. But those enterprises needed space and resources, as Holloway explains.
We were just a couple of us in a garage beforehand. We had graduated from my basement to a garage, but we were in that garage for about a year. And then we were growing as a team. We were actually finding the right product market fit, and we needed a better environment to work.
The vision for this kind of work environment in Colorado's capital came from co-founder Jim Dieters.
They want to come and work in inspiring environments to make connections and be part of a community to share ideas and transfer ideas.
It was ideas for tech platforms to rent your couch, like Airbnb, or pick up a ride, Lyft, with a Y, that makes so much of the sharing economy possible. So it's sort of fitting that the people founding technology companies led the way to this newer kind of work style.
I like to talk about the importance of building the connective tissue or relationships between people in these sort of share a beer moment, right, or share a coffee moment, because that's what makes us human, right? We like to break bread together. We like to socialize together. And work and life are not different for this generation, right? This work for people is not just work. It is their life.
These people he's referring to are the sons and daughters of baby boomers, millennials, which now number at least 75 million. Peer economy researcher Denise Chang from the MIT Center for Civic Media points out a key reason millennials went full bore into the sharing economy: necessity.
They actually don't have a lot of the same opportunities because right around the time that they were born was when a lot of corporate structure started to change and those benefits started to go away. I think that one really big thing about the millennial generation is that we are going to have so many different careers over a lifetime. And that fluidity also translates into what our work structure looks like.
That fluidity is working out well, not just for Galvanize's young tech founders, but for employees of established businesses that work out of here. They include the car service Uber, file sharing company Box, and online audio company Pandora. Pandora sales guy Robin May rents a small desk area overlooking Galvanize's floor of freelancers.
Just two of us, we want to be part of a bigger, something greater, you know, with more of a vibe to it.
The vibe here is what the future of work feels like for a lot of young entrepreneurs. A place without walls, all kinds of freedom, and fueled by coffee and beer. Elise Hugh, NPR News.